Hello everyone, this is a brand new podcast, first episode, but I just want to let everyone know who's joining or who's not joining. If you follow me, that's great, I love it, but if you don't follow me, that's okay, but I'm going to be making a song. I'm going to be the one who is... I'm the one who's going to be making the lyrics and the beat. I'm not going to tell you the name of the song yet. By the time next episode will be out, I will probably have made the song with the person who is singing it. Or rapping it, so it's pretty good if he's in the zone and if he's got the right beat. But here's the thing, I'm good at rapping, just like Cody. That's who's gonna be the person singing it. I'm good at rapping, but only if I really feel the lyrics. The beat don't matter to me, but if the beat's there, it'll help more. So, if the beat is like dun 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 dun, something like that, then I might feel a little better about that. And, like, if the lyrics were like, I ain't got no soul, something like that, I could really rap it. Like, I ain't got no soul, you ain't got no friend, like, you ain't got no soul, you ain't got no, you ain't got no soul, you ain't got no goal, like, something like that. Hard for me to come up with lyrics off the top of my head, so. But I can do a whole bunch of stuff, and let me know what kind of topics you guys want me to, or girls, whatever you guys and gals want me to do. DM me my Instagram or YouTube, Audio Legends. It will be the one that had, or not YouTube. DM me on Twitter or Instagram. That there will be, I don't know how to do a link in this, so there will be a, like, not, there won't be anything. I'm losing my train of thought. Oh, hold on. Okay, so, my Instagram will be Anthony Nemechek, or Anthony _ Nemechek. I gotta pull Instagram up real quick. I got it downloaded again. Accidentally deleted it. So, that's downloading. I will let you know what my thing is. And when I do, I will let you guys know. You guys can DM me on there. And... this podcast name is gonna be Beats of Life. So it's basically like your life, it's just a beat, it's a rhythm. And you just gotta follow that rhythm, mix it up a little, and just be you. And that's your beat of life. and I'll be talking about my speed of life and some of my friends' speed of life. Like, Cody might join me on the podcast. And if so, that would be nice. Probably will, but not sure. Now, I could release a podcast. I'm not British, I swear. I could release the podcast on YouTube too. And I could put it on Instagram or something like that. So you guys could listen. And if you don't have Instagram or Spotify or... Like, I know you all have YouTube, but sometimes you can't access that. So... you can, do it on different apps. So, like, if you don't want to watch it on YouTube, you, and stuff like that, since there won't be a video, like, it might just have the, thing on it. But go check out my channel. It has some of the music I have made. It is called... Not Audio Legends. Yeah, it might be Audio Legends. I'm not sure. But it will be good. I promise. It's real nice. I'm good at making beats and music. I'm more of a songwriter. My friend Cody is more of a singer than a songwriter. So, I'm the one who's making all of this stuff, like the song, the beat. Cody can make a beat, can make a song and stuff, but nothing. My Instagram is just Anthony_002. So, that is what it is, and you will see, I don't have a bio. It will be a guy in a white hoodie who's just looking into the camera, and there will be a tree in the left of the picture, and that will be my, thing. So Anthony_002 is my account, and I have 22 followers. So, but if I am gonna release it on Instagram, I'm gonna not do it like this. I'm gonna get better stuff. I have a mic. I have to figure out how to hook it up. I could hook it up and get this on my computer so that I could do it like that. I have some earbuds I could hook up that are Bluetooth, and I could also make a video with it if you guys would like that. But I'm not gonna do it on Instagram just yet, but you can go ahead and follow me. That'd be greatly appreciated. It don't give me any money, but it helps out. So that could really, I'd really like it if you did that so that I could get a bit bigger on it, and so that I could do more stuff. I could get more motivated because I know people are watching and they're being entertained by this. Or like, it's calming and they like it. Most people just will do something like this or post on YouTube just to get famous. Me, I do it because it's fun. And I haven't been posting on YouTube because of everything that's going on. I have a lot of schoolwork to do, and art only gives me 4 days to do a project when I, and if they're big projects that take a long time, and I don't have time for that when I have a lot of other schoolwork. So that's annoying, but so far I probably only got like 2 art projects done since that. And I have like 4 big folders of art projects because she don't know what to do with it with the folders. So she uses it with that on art projects that are small, don't take up that much stuff. But then she sends it in huge, huge folders. So that's annoying. Everyone in my school gets that. I'm in high school, and it's rough here and there, but never been picked on really, so that's good. And even when I was in the be not in the beginning of the year, last year, this dude, well, he was making me very mad. I do not have anger issues, but when someone makes me mad and won't stop, I will like go to punch him or something. I kicked this dude about 15 to 20 times. Bus driver didn't even notice, even on the cameras. So, like afterwards or something like that. I don't know, he didn't see it or anything, or maybe he did, but just didn't care. So, but everyone thinks I'm weak. My cousin Cameron, who's a prick, always thinks I'm weak, but I'm letting him think that so that when we ever do get in a real fist fight and he thinks he can beat me, he will be down on the ground within 5 minutes. So, might not put that in, but that could happen. So, I am a bit prepared for that. So, I hate these pants. Always have my mom's hair in it. Because when it's getting washed, the seams get moved, like get loosened, and then the hair just wraps right around it. So with some of my sweatpants, I just have to check all over the place for hair. So annoying. Then it's like in, like it looks like someone like stitched it in there, like sewed it in there. It's so annoying. But I'm not gonna leave the podcast off now. It's gonna be about 1 hour long. So if my parents come home within that time, it might not be the best thing, but I will get the podcast out to you. And if it's not as long, that's, well, sorry about that. But I don't really want my parents or my mom and boyfriend Joe knowing I do this. Like, they know I do us. Not Spanish. They know I do YouTube sometimes. Like, sort of. But don't want them knowing I'm doing a podcast. Like, I was hesitant to let them know I'm learning Russian. Which is actually very, like, all the symbols are similar. Like, they look similar. And it's so hard to, like, know which is, like, how to spell a word. So while I'm doing that, I also have to speak it. And then that, like, just the way your tongue has to move is so weird that you don't even want to do it at all. And every time you try to say something, it comes out like that. So annoying. But I'm learning Russian so that I can, like, if I get in trouble, something like that, like, not get in trouble, but, like, if I ever need to talk to someone without someone knowing what I'm saying, if they won't leave me alone, I can do that. But none of my friends know Russian, so I don't fully know Russian, but I'm getting there. It is hard. I will say that. Spanish is way easier than Russian, in my opinion. But the thing is, everyone thinks that learning English is so easy. To, like, just people who speak English are like, come on, it's not that hard to learn another language. So, like, just learn English and you'll be good. Like, it's that easy. But it's not. You have to go and do, like, their vocal cords. That's the reason why people speak different languages. Their vocal cords are made up different and don't work that way. So, like, while the Chinese's vocal cords are made up so much different than ours that's how they pronounce stuff, and then that's how accents come through, but it takes a long time to get rid of an accent because your vocal cords need to develop, or not develop, evolve, sort of, to learn to speak the other language, and make all the noises. So, like, Russian, there's dum and stuff like that, and ne, like ni, and it's weird. But if you guys are bored, I suggest downloading the Rosetta Stone. That works on just, like, speaking the language. Then Duolingo is what I have, and it helps you, it teaches you how to spell in the language it first, not spell, teaches you what some basic words are, like tin. Tim and Tom is, and a whole bunch of stuff like that. I'm probably 5% of the way, learning Russian. So you guys aren't learning a language I suggested, if you're bored in these times, but I think I might leave it off here. I am not sure. I'm just doing this because, once again, I'm bored, I want something to do, and this seems pretty fun, has been. Now, if my mom walked in, she'd probably think I'm crazy, just getting home from work, talking to myself, but I'm not talking to myself, I'm talking to you guys, and just, some people don't get that. it's hard to come up with content and stuff like that, but you learn how to do it, like, good, and then it becomes really easy, and you can do it in an instant. So, like, you have, like, you have all the stuff you want to do, but then something little happens, and you don't want to do it anymore, because you think that it's ruined, but it's not. You guys just gotta believe in yourself, so that you don't get yourself down, and you don't, like, think you're, like, not good enough, or something like that. You will never want to get yourself down about something that's not your fault. Like, for me, longest time was my dad. When he left, all I did was get myself down about dad thinking it was my fault. But now I know it's not my fault, and I can do more. I'm doing a lot better with it. So, guys, just often meditate. That'll help you. I stopped meditating for a while because I've been caught up on my work. I haven't had time. But you can meditate with this app called Headspace. That's what I use. It's very good. I recommend it. So that you could, it clears your head a lot. Any stress you feel, like, it's still there, but it's not as bad. And then also, if you have, like, if you're, like, sort of tired, do that, like, I had a bad headache once. I listened to a thing to try to help, because, like, there's, like, noises to help you fall asleep and stuff like that. And also, like talk show, sort of. Not really talk shows, like, Rainy Day Antiques. Like, just talks about stuff that's happening. But it's, there's only one thing of it, but that's nice, so you want that and stuff, but you can't, do it. But I had a bad headache. It, got better, but I was trying to sleep. Like, I had a migraine, so the light gave me a bad headache. But I didn't have blinds. Like, I had blinds in my room, but I didn't have a blindfold because the blinds didn't really do much. So I went and got a pair of socks, and then just used two rubber bands and used that as a blindfold, and it actually worked, but I did not fall asleep. I wasn't even close to falling asleep, but I felt like I went to sleep. Like, I can remember everything I was doing. I did not fall asleep, but I didn't wake up. I got up, my body felt replenished and everything. It was nice just focusing on one thing. And there's this thing I listened to, it was meant to help someone fall back asleep, but it could also help you to fall asleep. You just put it on, and it tells you in a nice calming voice to count down from 10,000. I got to probably like 9,000, 700. Yeah, I kind of down 300. But if you lost your place, just go back to the one you remembered. And it's really nice. You can move around, get in a comfortable spot, but don't move around a lot. So that'll help you. But it's also like, if you do, if you do it too much, it might do something, but it might not. Like, it's weird. Like, it might make it so that your brain notices, okay, time to shut off, shut down your body too, shut off, shut down, and start trying to go to sleep. Or it could make it so that it won't help anymore. So it'll be annoying sometimes, but it does help. It really does. But the more you do it, it might help you once again, but also, if you're stressed about schoolwork, do it. But if you can't fall asleep, then do that. But there's something else you want to be doing too. You want to be active. Okay, so when people think of exercise and training, they think, of course, training, it could be going to a gym, getting ready for something, or it could just mean, preparing yourself, but also people think that, if you got go and I'm trying to find the right words here, but people might think that if you're working out, you are going to a gym, getting fit, or you're at home doing jumping jacks, push-ups, like incline push-ups, decline push-ups. It's weird. You think you gotta do it, and if you can't do it, most people get themselves down about themselves because they can't do what other people are doing. But if that happens, it's okay. Keep on trying, and you will get better. Like, my legs are super strong. I can, not as, I'm 12, so strong for my age. I can push about almost 80 pounds on the leg press. And that's pretty hard. But I started off by going from 10, and it only goes by 10s, but there's 5-pound weights you put on it to make it heavier. So I started off from probably 20, 25, 30, 40, and so on. Now, the gym's closed, but I'm still doing workouts at my home, in my home. And if you feel like you want to do it, go ahead, search up some videos, or just if you're just trying to lose some weight, do, or even like just do jumping jacks, sit-ups, push-ups, take a walk around the block or something like that, or just run around, have fun, do what you normally do, but like a little bit more active, and that'll help you lose weight. So if you're doing that, it could help. But that's what people think working out is. But working out could also be meditation. By doing that, you're calming your brain, you're doing all that, you're making your brain stronger so that you can concentrate better in noisy places, or even not noisy places, so that your brain don't just wander off and do stuff you don't want it to. So you do that and it could help a lot. But training the brain is also doing word puzzles. That's working it out. Reading a book, even just reading a small poem, could help you. There's this app called Spreader. It's a speed read, not app, website. It's a speed reading app. Website. And you can type anything in there. But to read really fast, you don't even have to read it in your head. Just look at the words. And it could help you a lot. Like, not a lot, but it could help you read fast. But if you're reading fast, then you, like, how you do it, like, that, you'll get information, but you might not get all the information, and you won't get, like, you won't be imagining a story, like, you won't be seeing what's happening in your book, or whatever you're reading in your head, you won't be imagining that, because you aren't reading it slowly and carefully. But that's okay. Yeah, you should read like that, but if you don't want to, that's fine. But I think I'm going to leave the podcast off here. Let me know how the audio was, and I will see you in the next episode. But once again, my Instagram is Anthony_002, and you spell Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-I. My name is spelled with an I at the end, not a Y, so if that confuses you, and you can't find my thing, that's why. So, gonna leave it off here, gonna try to get a better setup. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye.